President Obama's deficit reduction plan would save some $6 billion over 10 years from rural hospital funding. To do this, Obama would, quote, better align Medicare payments with the cost of care. In other words, he thinks rural hospitals are getting paid too much, $6 billion too much. Rural providers, of course, would beg to differ.
He's proposing a 1% cut, so that would mean about $85,000 from our bottom line.
Bill Sexton runs a tiny rural hospital in Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin. He was in Kansas City last week for a rural health conference, where proposed cuts were the topic of conversation. Currently, Medicare pays many rural hospitals 101% of cost for treating elderly patients. 101% sounds like too much, right?
But I don't think what the White House understands is that so many of these small rural hospitals are just barely able to keep their doors open.
Maggie Elawani is a lobbyist for the National Rural Health Association, which hosted last week's conference. She says currently 4 out of 10 critical access rural hospitals are operating at a loss. A 1% cut could push some out of business. But Timothy McBride, a public health professor at Washington University in St. Louis, says not all rural hospitals are the same.
Maybe this extra payment may not be necessary in some places. You know, it is a time when we do need to cut the budget.
Obama's proposal isn't the only one out there. Some lawmakers have endorsed a plan with much deeper cuts for rural hospitals. Bill Sexton from Prairie du Chien says either way, he's looking at laying off staff.
That means that I'll have to cut people who are serving our residents who are older, sicker, and poorer than most other Americans and urban counterparts.
Congress initially created these extra payments to rural hospitals to offset the added cost of treating that older, sicker, and poorer population. Jacob Fenston, KBIA News.